Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over, radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
Having a good day. I'm going to have a great day. Good morning. It's Mitch J in the morning. You have locked into the best morning show in the world. Literally, I am live worldwide right now on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Friday, and we are going to have a great day. Those of you who are listening overseas, you're actually going into the next day. But no matter how you tuned in, whether you logged on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJ in the morning, M-I-Z-J in the morning, or if you're listening live through your phone, 646-716-8230, I am thankful for you tuning in today. Those of you who are calling in, we have the Miss J area code check-in coming up later. Of course, we have some things to talk about, some news that's happening that I want your opinion on. Thank you, everyone who's following me on Twitter, who favorites my posts, retweets, even comments, those of you who are following me on Instagram and Facebook. No matter how you get in contact with me, I am thankful that you did. Starting today's show off with Mr. J. Moss, good day. It's a throwback, but still stands true today. How you start your day dictates the rest of your day and even the rest of your week. Start out with a positive affirmation. If you guys were with me in the beginning of the new season, know we talked about affirming yourself, not waiting for anyone else to give you the green light. Looking yourself in the mirror and saying, you know what, today I'm going to make a choice to have a good day. So on this Friday, all we're going to do is celebrate great life, celebrate having a good day, celebrating the victories that we have. We made it through another work week. It's Friday and you're still here. How awesome is that? All the challenges that you had, the stress that you were trying to hold on to, the hurdles that you had to jump over on Tuesday, the battle that you had getting back to work on Thursday after having a break on Wednesday, you made it and it's Friday into the weekend. So everything that you had to endure this week, we're going to shake it off. Here's my girl Taylor Swift getting you ready on Miss J in the morning.
Cool.
Second Order Radio. Miss J in the morning.
What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Yeah.
Burn It Up right here on Miss J in the Morning. Burn It Up by Janet Jackson. Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty. Right before that, Mix It Up with Taylor Swift. We're going to Shake It Off. If you haven't caught the message, it's Friday. It's the weekend. Even if you got to work over the weekend, you've made it through another full week. The last 2 days of the week, and you made it this far. Celebrate that. Today, we're not going to stress over nothing. Quit starting your day stressing. Most of us have a habit of getting up, and the first thing we do is think about what we have to do. The alarm goes off, we slap it, throw it across the room, we mumble, we curse, we drag ourselves into the bathroom, we get ready and start our day without even taking time to say, wow, I made it through another week. This is awesome. This is amazing. Another day. Taking a moment to just breathe. How many of you out there, when you wake up, you actually just lay there in bed and enjoy the moment of being awake? I know there's very few of you out there that say you actually do it. Well, today, since you're up and since you're ready, we're going to shake all of that off. Take a moment. Join me this morning. You have me for a full hour. We're a little bit into a show, so it's going by pretty fast. But you have me for some time to shake it all off, burn it all up, get dancing, get moving. So no matter how I got to do it, I'm going to play songs that get me up and get me dancing. So if I'm dancing and I'm grooving and I'm over here twerking, okay, well, I'm not twerking. In my head, I'm twerking, but I'm really not doing it physically because you really don't want Miss J to do any type of twerking. Mentioning twerking, in the news, we have some very interesting things going on, but I want to get you guys up. It seems like I'm feeling a pool. I'm feeling you guys need a little bit more music, or maybe it's just me in the mood to celebrate a little bit more. Celebrating life right here on Miss J in the Morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. So if you got to step out of the house, step away from the computer, don't worry. You can listen live on your phone. Call 646-716-8230 or stay logged on to blogtalkradio.com/Miss J in the Morning, M-I-Z-J in the Morning. I feel like doing some more dancing, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it. It's the Keep the Shuffle right here, Miss J, in the Morning. Get up with me. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it.
To the right.
Okay, so the song is off. It's Miss J in the Morning. That's the Cupid Shuffle. Right before that, Janet Jackson, Burn It Up, and Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. We are grooving right here on this Friday live worldwide. Those of you who have tuned in around the world, I am so thankful for you for jamming with me. I'm out of breath right now. Whew, hold on. You know, that song is over 4 minutes long, and if you really get up and get grooving and get moving, that's a good workout. Those of us who don't really work out and we're going to do what we do every year, make a New Year's resolution to start being healthier and eat cleaner and all that stuff, we need to add the Cupid Shuffle into our workout playlist or something. Those health enthusiasts who love going to the gym, I know that song gets you going because it gets me going. Right here on Miss J in the Morning today, we are shaking it all off, burning it all up, shuffling it all off, dancing our way into the weekend, celebrating that we made it this far, taking a moment to just be okay with our lives, regardless of the things that we still need to do, regardless of the things that we have yet to do, regardless of the things that we should have did, regardless of the things that we could have done, we are going to celebrate that we made it this far. We are going to dance, get some cardio in, burn up some calories. Put a smile on your face. Do you know smiling actually burns more calories than if you frown? I'm just saying. I mean, I laugh and smile a lot, especially when I'm with my friends or family, so I'm actually quite healthy. I am. I smile a lot. Anyway, to get you going, that's my job right here on Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Later in the show, we have the Miss J area code check-in, so make sure you call in to rep your city, dial 646-716 8230. Long distance charges do apply. If you're listening on the computer or if you're listening through the website, it's fine. I just can't shout out your area code. So if you want to, you can go ahead and send me a private message, send me a DM, send me an IM. However you follow me on social media, it's okay to go ahead and send me a message and say, hey, give my area code a shout out. I just want to say what's up to my peeps around the world. Thank you for Germany has tuned in. Japan is tuned in this morning, and Canada. But no matter where you are around the world, especially in America, on the East Coast, West Coast, up north, dirty south, somewhere in the Midwest, and everywhere in between, I am thankful for all of you, all of my supporters, all of my listeners. Can't do it without you. Have some more guests coming up for the rest of this year. Don't worry, 2015 is not over. 2016 keeps it going, and I'm excited to bring in the new year with you. What are your New Year's plans? those of you who have New Year's resolutions, have you already started thinking about it? I know there's a lot of you out there that kind of want to be rebellious against the trends of society, and you say, I don't do that. I don't have New Year's resolutions, but subconsciously we all do it around this time of the year. It's something about this season, even though, you know, there's conspiracy theorists, there's people who are totally against trends and all that other type of stuff, and they say they don't do the holidays, they don't do this, but it's something about the winter. Something about this season, something about everyone in the same mode, in the same spirit of getting into thanks, into Christmas, into going into another year, 2016, that gets you subconsciously thinking that it's time for a new start. Have your mind already started checking in to say, what is 2016 going to look like? Have you already decided that, you know, 3 months from now you're going to be in the year 2016? It's less than that. It's not even 2 months from now. It's literally weeks away. How amazing is that? There are so many people that we've lost through this year. How exciting is it that we're still here, celebrating together, still having life, still able to get up and do the things that we want to do. Even if it's not what we want to do, we're still able to strive to do the things that we want to do. Make sure we're focusing on the positive things that are going on in life. That's why every day I do the Ms. J Challenge, challenging yourself to make a choice to live a positive life. Now, let me make this clear and give this disclaimer. Just because you make a choice to live a positive life or react positively or be proactive in a positive way does not mean you're going to avoid a negative or challenging situation. I will never lie to you and tell you that because you started the Ms. J Challenge and developed the habit of being positive, that you won't get tested, you won't get tried, and you won't go through. You are going to go through. That's just life. If there's anyone listening and you have lied to yourself or been lied to say life is very easy, you won't go through anything until you become an adult, or once you become an adult, it's a breeze, it's a lie. Don't fall into that trap. Don't lie to yourself. A lot of times the more successful you are, the most challenges you have. And people think that that might be a little bit easier and be a great excuse to slack and not achieve your goals and not do anything. But what type of life is it to live purposeless? What type of life is it to live not doing anything, not being an asset, being a liability? I know I've been in a position plenty of times, still in that position, where I have to borrow money. How horrible is that to say, I haven't done what I needed to do, or I've done what I needed to do and it still wasn't enough and I need you to help. Now, don't get me wrong, it's okay to get help if you need it. But how great is it to be the lender? How great is it to have resources and be an asset to someone else's life? Your life, you're going to go through seasons. There will be time where you will be the borrower. There will be times that maybe being the borrower may last a little bit longer than being the lender. There may be a time that you're the lender and it may last a little bit longer, but times will change. Regardless of which side you're on, regardless of what position you're in, make a choice to be positive about it. Celebrate the fact that you do have someone to help you or people around you to lend a helping hand to you. Celebrate the fact that you are that person that's able to lend a hand to someone else in need, and do it with great intentions and a good heart. Even receive and accept with great intentions and a good heart. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the position that you're in. If you're in a position where you need help after you've done all you can do, come on, Dr. McClurkin, just stand and say, hey, you know what? I've done all that I can do. I need some help. Are you willing to help? When they are, thank you. If you need to borrow, if you need to barter, if, you know, whatever you want to name on it, accept the help, and it's okay. Don't beat yourself up because you're in this season. Your season will change. Your new season is coming. Once you're the lender, remember the position that you were once in where you had to borrow. So when you're lending or becoming an asset or helping somebody, and it doesn't necessarily always have to be money, it could be your time, it could be your services, it could be your advice, remember the time when you were in a position where you had to borrow or you needed someone like yourself in life, and give with an open heart. Give with an intent to give, not with an intent to get back. If you're making an investment with someone, help them with the wisdom that you have, in order for you to cultivate what you're trying to get back. It's a great life to live. It's a great opportunity to be an asset to someone, to deposit something positive in the world in someone else's life, and it keeps you happy. So I just want to keep it going. Let's get back into some music right here. Here's my boy Kells, R. Kelly right here on Miss J in the Morning. It's happy people, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams. Put the record on.
Of you from the Chicago area up north in America, all my steppers around the world. That's R. Kelly. That's a wave throwback. Happy people keep the world moving, and I'm happy, you're happy, we're happy right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up, so make sure you tweet, you post, you text, you share to call in right now to listen live. The number is 646-716-8230. Again, 646-716-8230. Long distance charges do apply. If you're listening on blogtalkradio.com/MsJInTheMorning, you can still send me a direct message to check in your area code coming up a little bit later. But today, we are making sure that we're shaking, shaking, shaking it all off, dancing and grooving our way right into the last days of the week. Excited about making it through a full work week. Excited that today is Friday. I'm shaking, shaking, shaking. R. Kelly right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Happy people doing a two-step. Step to the left, step to the right. That's that old school. That's some people, you know, that was born before the 80s babies. Y'all got some skills. But a good way to get your day started, dancing. I'm getting hot over here. Meaning I'm dancing. That's why I'm getting hot. But let's get into some news. What's trending in America across the world has really interested me lately. We've had some interesting news. If you listen to yesterday's show, we talked about this fiasco with Starbucks. Oh, my goodness. And I think it's hilarity. I think it's hilarious that there is so much hilarity around the topic of the new Starbucks cup. If you missed the show, make sure you listen to the archive. All you have to do is log back in to blogtalkradio.com/MIZJ in the morning, and you can hear the full story about that. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'll share the link. But what else is trending this week in world news? Yes, in the world, is that there are two women who have wanted for third-degree sexual assault. Yes, not first degree, not second degree, third-degree sexual assault. Those of you who have been following the news, those of you who listen around the world, you might have seen this bizarre story. Now, I know it's not anything that's going to educate you, but it is something that we need to become aware of about the trends in America. Apparently, there was a gentleman at a gas station paying for his gas, getting a few items inside of a little store area. I don't know which gas station it is. I'll post the article and you can read those little details if it's shared. And there's an actual security camera. There's a video that shows this man coming in, going about his day, paying for his gas. And at the next counter is a very attractive young lady. Now, she looks to be around her 20s, 30s, whatever. But she's dressed very provocatively. Maybe they're going to a party, or maybe that's the way she just likes to dress during the day. But as the man pays for his things and prepares to leave, she decides to give him a little lap dance. You know, just do a little twerk real quick. You know, she maybe, you know, saw him out of the corner of her eye. You know, shook a little something-something on him. And while she was doing that, you can see the man. Now, the video doesn't have any audio. They have not released the audio. The faces are kind of distorted. But you can see the man responds kind of, you know, he's taken back. Like, whoa, what's that? While this is going on, her homegirl comes in and approaches the man and starts whispering in his ear. You can see her groping him, grabbing at him. He says a few things. They exchange words, and then the video ends. He leaves. The story continues that these women are wanted for sexual assault. Now, I'm laughing. Please don't say Ms. J takes sexual assault lightly. I believe that if you commit a crime, you bold enough to do it, you bold enough to accept the consequences and do the time. Yet, the responses on this video have been kind of split. There have been men who are saying, you know what, I'm so thankful that she was caught, or, well, one of them, there's rumors that one was caught. But I'm thankful that they're wanted. There are charges being brought up against them, because if it was a man, it would not have been accepted. It would have been this huge fiasco around the world about women and violence and all this type of stuff. But because, you know, it's women against men, it's always downplayed, and men are always put on the side and not taken seriously with women being aggressive towards them. And that is oh so true. But including this man, Most men say they would not have brought up any charges. They would not have, you know, filed any charges against them or even complained. The women are very attractive. But with the reason why I wanted to discuss it is because with modern trends, and I can only speak for America because I'm American, so those of you who are listening internationally, I want you to chime in after I post the full story. With trends in dancing, music videos, social media, what these two women did is really not uncommon. I mean, I've gone to places where we're literally standing outside and there's people doing some very explicit things. Just in outside in the day, the music is on and you're in the park and the way we dance in nightclubs. And people are saying, yes, but that's in a nightclub. That's the place where you're supposed to do it. Is it really? I mean, does it really matter that this man was in a gas station? Was it the fact that he was caught off guard? Was it the fact that it was caught on tape? And who actually complained? Because he has released a statement saying that he didn't file any charges. He just didn't want any trouble. There are rumors that there were some men standing outside waiting for the women. And, of course, people are alluding to the fact that those were pimps and they were workers. I don't know. That is not in the police report. But I just really want to know, number one, is it really that deep? Does America really think that this needs to be world news? Is this something that we need to focus on? Is this an urgency? Is this something that is trending, or is it something that needs to bring about a change? Is the issue really women being aggressive towards men or men being assaulted and ignored? What is it? Because in my opinion, I don't know. I'm a bit confused. I will tell the world that I'm confused. I don't want to play devil's advocate, but reporting the news, I have to give, you know, a different side of it. If we can do it in the clubs, why can't we do it in the day? I know that might seem crazy, but still. I mean, did these women really go into the gas station and say, you know what? Once we get in there, what we're going to do is find the guy and we're going to sexually assault him. We're going to dance on him, and we're going to try to grab him, and we're going to twerk on him, and we're going to make him feel uncomfortable today. Was that really their intent, or did they feel that there was an opportunity? In the video, you can see that as he was leaving, he turned around, he stopped, he hesitated. It looked like he kind of checked the woman out. I don't know. There's no audio. So it leads me to believe, why did they feel so comfortable with this guy? Why, if there was other men in, were there other men in there, why did they choose him? Why, if they were with men, why would they come in the store to quote-unquote, attack this man? I don't know. I just think that a lot of things that are going on in the media, number one, has too much weight, in my opinion, when there's more pressing issues going on. There's a lot of murders. I know definitely on my side, murders, homicides, things that are going on, hungry children, charities that are being ignored, causes that need to be supported. Not to say this isn't serious, because sexual assault is a very serious offense. I just want to know, why does it become world news? And since it is world news and we're shedding light on this issue, is it really something that we need to focus on in this moment or something to look at with everything else going on in the media? We are not cracking down on censorship on social media, censorship in videos. So why now? I don't know. You guys share your opinion. Let me know how you feel. If you follow me on Twitter and Facebook, I'm going to post the link so you can read the full story yourself and actually see the video. If you don't, make sure to follow me. Make sure to get in contact with me. It'll also be linked here on blogtalkradio.com. But while I get back to some dancing, y'all think about that and let me know how it's going on. It's Friday, you guys, right here on this day in the morning. We're going to keep it moving and get you going. I'm excited about the weekend, excited about the days to come, and I want you to be excited about your life as well. So let's get into some music right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Too hot. Caught a police and a fireman. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it.
Bruno Mars. I know a lot of people think that's Bruno Mars' song, but it's not. Give props where props is due. Shout out to Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Uptown Funk You Up right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We are live worldwide right now on vlogtalkradio.com. Everyone who called in, it is now time for the Ms. J area code check-in, the moment where I make a fool of myself. You laugh, but we're still representing your city. If you love it, I love it. I'm going to keep it going because you asked for it. So those of you who called in, you dialed 646-716-8230. I see you. We're going to shout out your area code no matter where you call from around the world. I'm having to do more research. These weird area codes that I've never seen. But thank you so much for calling in. It's the Ms. J area code check-in. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Yo, area code 403-287-9167-818-209-323-212-248-730-347-447-670-830-773-273-8716. 703, did I miss 213? Got you. Whew, Lord. Y'all working me. Calling in from all around the world. We have reached 11 countries, and I'm so excited. I'm so thankful for all of you. The Ms. J area code check-in gets me out of breath, y'all. I am out of shape. So I'm going to go ahead and join on the bandwagon of New Year's and try to say, hey, dealing with Ms. J in the morning and doing all this dancing, I'm going to have to get in better shape because that took a lot out of me. Woo, but it's Friday, and I'm going to keep going. I'm excited. Today's show is simply to celebrate the life that you have. Celebrate where you are right now. Be thankful for what you have. We are still in the month of November, in the season of thanks. And although most people forget about this and skip right to Christmas and New Year's, I think it's most important to focus on the things that we are thankful for. A lot of times people say it's the little things. Truly it is. It's the little things in life. It's the fact that you woke up today. It's the fact that you have people around you, even if it's just one person. You have that person with you to go through, to be on your journey with, your family, your friends, your loved ones, your kids, even your coworkers, no matter how you're connected. Celebrate the fact that you are connected. Celebrate the fact that you have another opportunity to prove yourself right. You have another opportunity to prove everyone else wrong. Quit focusing on what you should have done. Quit focusing on what you forgot to do. Quit focusing on the things that you still need to do and focus on the things that you have done. If you feel that you have not done enough, focus on the fact that you have an opportunity to do more. Today is a gift, and make sure you don't take it for granted. Maximize the time that you do have. Y'all from the old school, you know everyone says tomorrow is not promised. So make sure you make a positive impact today. Make sure you make a choice to be positive. It's time for the Ms. J Challenge. If you're new to the show, the Ms. J Challenge is a simple quote, and it states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want everybody, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, stop and repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. The Ms. J Challenge, develop a habit of positivity. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. Consecutive meaning there's no breaks. You don't stop. You don't take weekends off. You don't do every odd day and every even day. 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity? Now, please don't lie to yourself and think just saying it with me on Ms. J in the morning is going to help. Sometimes you might have to say it 21 times in one day. Just remind yourself. I have to remind myself plenty of times, and people are going to try you. Trust me. Where I work, where I live, and some of the people I'm surrounded by, I have to say it to myself over and over and over again. You are going to be challenged. There will be challenges in your life. There will be obstacles in life, but they are there to make you stronger, to teach you, to give you wisdom, to give you experiences, not just for yourself, but for someone else. You are leaving a legacy. What type of legacy are you building? What type of legacy are you going to leave behind? There is someone watching you, regardless of what you think about being alone in the world. There's a neighbor. There's a classmate. There's a coworker. There's a family member. Even your children, your spouse, whoever's around you, they're watching you. It's always the ones who speak the less who are watching you the most. Those of you who are on social media, get excited about how many likes you get on pictures, how many comments you get, how many shares, how many retweets. But it's really the ones that just are paying attention to your page and your profile and not saying nothing that you really need to be focused on. Those are the ones that are watching you and you're leaving an example. So think to yourself, what type of example am I giving today? What type of legacy am I building to leave for the next generations? What great way to start right here, Monday through Friday, on blogtalkradio.com with Ms. J in the morning. We're at the end of the show. Yes, we had a great time celebrating. It's Friday. I'm excited. Got to get my work week started. Get my child off to school. Those of you who are having an awesome day today with me, thank you. Keep that going. Let's continue it. Share love with everyone. No matter who you come in contact with, give them a smile. You don't even have to say nothing. That's a new challenge. Challenge yourself today that every single person that you see, make eye contact and smile. And I guarantee you, it'll change your life. You can do it. If you haven't heard anyone else say it, I'm telling you right now, you can do it. You have all the tools you need. You have the resources you need. It's going to happen for you. I believe in you, and I believe you deserve to believe in yourself. So you need to just go ahead and take it by force. Take this day by force, and I'm going to dedicate this song to all of you. It's Roar by Katy Perry right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Happy Friday.